Hello, everyone. This is your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. June is Healthy Homes Month, and we want to provide some information on how you can have a healthy home. We recently taught a Lunch and Learn on this topic, so if you'd like more information or to see a recording of that workshop, simply contact us at the Extension office and we can send it to you. So there are 8 principles to having a healthy home. The first one is to keep it dry. Basically, you want to prevent water from entering your home through leaks, whether it's in a roofing system, rainwater, due to poor drainage, or even checking your interior plumbing for any leaks. One of the reasons that this is such a concern is because moisture getting into your home causes mold. So every time I get phone calls from people about mold and moisture issues, basically it's cleaning it up, which is done by a professional company, and then we can provide information of how you can prevent it from happening again. We can give you information and handouts to help do that. In addition to keeping it dry, you need to keep it clean. So cleaning is simply removing the dirt from something. So for example, when you brush your teeth, you are simply cleaning your teeth, but you're not killing any of the bacteria or viruses. So sanitizing is what does that. Sanitizing is actually going to destroy some of the bacteria and the viruses. So this would be the step of you using mouthwash. And then there's a final step, disinfecting. You're killing even more bacteria and viruses than the sanitizing. So doing that around your home is very important. If you're using different chemicals, making sure that you're following the instructions. Certain things say, spray this on there, leave it alone for a couple of minutes, and then do these next couple of steps. If you are spraying and immediately wiping, then that chemical doesn't have the appropriate amount of contact time on that surface to truly be sanitizing and disinfecting like you want it to. So it could be it's a user error, making sure you are always reading the instructions. And by reading the instructions, you're able to keep your home safe, which is the third principle of it. You want to make sure that you're storing all poisons out of reach of, children, making sure everything's labeled appropriately. You want to make sure that there aren't any fall or trip hazards as well. Making sure that you have smoke and carbon monoxide detectors installed and that you are checking the batteries or changing them at least twice a year, as well as fire extinguishers. Do you have any in your home? Are they still working? These are very important things because the top two issues with home injuries is falls, poisonings, and then the third one is fires and burns. While you're keeping it clean and dry, you need to make sure that you're keeping it ventilated. So ventilate your bathrooms and your kitchens, which can have a lot of moisture issues. You can use home ventilation so you're supplying fresh air to reduce the concentration of contaminants in your home. But at the same time, we want to make sure that the pests cannot get in. Any pests, bugs, roaches, flies, cockroaches, whatever, they are looking for food, water, and shelter. So you need to do an inspection of inside your home as well as outside your home, not just for basic maintenance purposes, which is one of the principles of having a healthy home is to keep it maintained, but you want to seal any cracks or openings and making sure that you're not leaving food out or crumbs that bugs and insects want to come in for. Keeping it contaminant-free. You might have dangerous chemicals or allergens. Again, this could be even secondhand smoke in your home. If you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, we recommend that you get that. Every year, we provide information and access to you to be able to get a free radon kit from the Environmental Protection Agencies. And then again, checking your air filters in your home, changing those out when you need to. If you're concerned about some of the chemicals or products that you're using to clean your home, we also have green cleaning recipes. So simple things that using ingredients that you might already have in your pantry to create your own cleaners, whether it's cleaning the toilet bowl or cleaning the kitchen counter. We have different recipes to help you do that. You can find all of this information about upcoming programs, as well as other information about how to have a healthy homes on our social media sites on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Our handle is at Person Granville FCS. And remember, this is your food for thought from Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.